Okay, today is Daf Yudalit, and we're on Daf Yudalit of Maseches Chulin, famous, the famous Daf. Today we'll learn for the Refuah Shleima for Shoshana Basi Bas Rachel Devora. So, very simple Mishnah. Hashochet b'Shabbos u'b'Yom HaKippurim. If someone does Shechita on Shabbos and on Yom Kippur, which you're not allowed to do that, it's a Avera. Afal Pisha Mitzchayev B'Nafsho, even though you are Chayev Mita for doing Shechita, Shechita so kshera. The Shechita is kosher. The good Shechita. You can eat that meat. Enjoy yourself. Eat that meat. After Yom Kippur. Correct. Ask everybody, oh, wait a minute. We have a rule that if someone does, we learned this already, if someone does an Isser of Shabbos, then he becomes a mumur and you're not allowed to eat the meat. So how could you say that the Shechita is kosher? How could that be? Right? You hear the question? If the Shechita, the Nichaya Misa, but the Shechita is okay. Wait a minute, you're a Mumma Rafrasio, you're a Mumma Lachal Shabbat. How does it need to be kosher? So there are four. 1 minute. That's the first question. That's the second question. There are four answers to this question. The Rambam says, you shekled it for Shogi. You didn't know what Shabbat. You forgot what Shabbat. You're right. Wasn't it a Mitzchaya Benatra? If it would be the Mazid, the Gemara can say that on the day. If it would be the Mazid, you would be Mitzchayev and Asher. But by the way, it was Mishogi. Right, what is the time? Mitzchayev and Asher. Mitzchayev and Mitzchayev and Asher. So that's around the answer you did for Mishogi. Tosafot gives two answers. First answer he says is, you're only a Mumar when you have a pattern of being a Mumar. Here, it was the first time that the guy ever did it. It was the first time he ever did it. For the first time, you're not a Mumar. That's the first answer he gives. Second answer he gives, is what you said. He didn't do it before Hesia. He didn't do it before Hesia. He did it in the backyard. Nobody saw. He didn't have a mumor for that. And right, he did it with the oven. He did it in private. He would never do something before Hesia. He's not a mumor like that. Okay, it's about time. That's the second answer. The third answer is that it was the first time in his life. He's not a mumor yet. And the fourth answer is, Iran, technical answer. Stuff like this. When are you chai? When does the shechita become good? The minute you shecht, is that what he says? The minute you shecht, rov simanim. Right? You don't become a mumar until you finish the shechita. When do you finish the shechita? When you shecht, rov simanim. Right? Now, even though as you're shechting the animal, you're hurting the animal, but that's makalka. You're ruining it right now. You stop right now, you're ruining it. So the answer is, only at the Gemar Shechita, that's when you've done a tip. Why? Now the meat's kosher. Till then it wasn't kosher. Since that only happens after the Shechita is complete, the Mumar and the Shechita don't coincide. That's a lumdish answer. Tosafot's answer is much more famous. That it was the first time in his life. Okay. Question I asked yesterday, which I don't understand this answer. Seth understood it, but I didn't. Surprised me. The question was, we have a din. Torah says, there's a machlok, it's a baya and rava. If Torah tells you not to do something and you do it, does it work or not? Rava says, no, it doesn't work. So the question is, the Torah says, don't do this shechita. You did it. So it should not work. And it should not be kosher. So the answer that he gives is the answer by the Maharit. This is din in the Torah. Don't make tumura. Don't do tumura. Right? Don't transfer the condition. Now, it happens to be it's an exception. Tumura works. It's an exception. It shouldn't work. You're doing an avera. How can it work? All right. So I have an animal. You know, that animal, I'm going to transfer the condition to the other animal. Now, you shouldn't do that. If you did it, both animals have kedusha. You shouldn't do that. But if you did it, it worked. So that leads into a whole machlokas about, well, if you do something the Torah says not to do, does it work? Like what? Oh, exactly. Excellent point. You're not supposed to marry your mother. So if you give her a ring, does it work? That doesn't work. What about a kohen and gives it to... That does work. So this is where it comes up. You do something you're not supposed to do, does it work or not? So after each one of those, you have to go through what's the reason. So the question over here is, what's the reason it works? Should it work? Right? Because you're not supposed to do that. So, yeah. the answer. That's the answer. The animal's already dead. The animal's already shechted. What's there to undo? Right? What's nothing to undo? It's already shechted. What's the shechted to halacha? 100%. What's the issue? It's Shabbat. What can I tell you? That question is Eov. That doesn't really apply. Eov. That we're going to get to that tomorrow's doc. Tomorrow's doc. What? What do you know? What's the difference? Why not? Why not? Who made up? Why not? What, exactly. Why can't you eat that food? What, just because you did an avera, what does that do? Same thing over here. Just because you did an avera, you did a shechita. It doesn't mean you can't eat the food. Why not? We'll get to it. Tomorrow, we're going to get to it. Okay, next. That's now starting the Gemara. Amar of Huna. Darash Chia Barav, Mishmei Darav, Asura Ba'achil Liyome. But you can't eat it that day. You can't eat it that day. True. The Shechit is kosher. But that day you can't eat it. And by the way, we're going to spend the next 2 days figuring out why can't you eat it. What? No, Shabbos. Or either one. Vinas bin Chavre Lameimar, Rav Yehudi, and the Chaverim and the Yeshiva got together and said, this Mishnah is the opinion of Rav Yehuda. Rashi, Bnei HaYeshiva, Allah Al Daitam, the Bnei Yeshiva got together, Lomar to say, the Masnitsin, the Pirshe Rav, the Asura, Vachil Liyome, the reason why Rav said, you can't eat it on this day, Mishum de Kasara, because he holds, Masnitsin, Rav Yehuda, he, the Mishnah of Yehuda, the Dayek Taima Lekaman, and we're going to learn later on, Midiktoni, Shabbos, Dumya, Yom HaKippur, because they're both in the same Mishnah. Just like Yom Kippur you can't eat, so too Shabbos you can't eat, right? Alma, Asur Bachil, Yome, you can't eat it that day, Svirle, Latana, Demastikin. That's what the Tana of our Mishnah holds. Okay? Tosin asked that question. Tosin says, how could you eat it anyway? It has dam. You think it's a dam now. The Tosfos says you'll violate that halacha also. Right? That's one answer Tosfos gives. Another answer Tosfos gives is there might not be an itzer of dam on raw meat. We're going to get to that later. The itzer of dam only might first begin after you start cooking it. Then might not be an itzer on raw meat. That's a whole complicated thing. But Tosfos deals with that question and he does not bother by it. Okay, hi Rabbi Yehuda. Which Rabbi Yehuda is it who said you can't eat it today? Which Rabbi Yehuda? And we're going to spend the next 2 days trying to figure out which Rabbi Yehuda it is. We're going to end up saying it's Rabbi Yehuda who has a knas, he can't eat meat that's cooked on top. That's what we're going to end up tomorrow. Until we get to that, and moksha today, and all these other issues. Amr of Abba, Rabbi Yehuda da Hachanahi. It's Rabbi Yehuda of Hachanah. What's that? That means muksa. Titnan. We have a mission that says like this. Mechatchin et hadluin lefnei ha-behema. You're allowed to cut up cucumbers for a behema on Shabbos. V'es ha-nevila. You're also allowed to cut up a nevila lefnei ha-klavim for the dog. One of the dog food, you can cut up the nevila for a dog. Okay? Now, when did this animal become an avail that you're cutting it up to the doors? Right? So Rashi says, Afilu Mesa Hayom B'Shabbos. Even if it died right now on Shabbos. When Shabbos began, the animal, the horse, was alive. Now the horse died. What are you doing with a dead horse? Nothing to do with it. So what do? You give it to the dog. So you're cutting it up for the dog on Shabbos. Are you allowed to do that? Says the Tanakhama, yes. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, absolutely not. Im lo haitim nevelim a Erev Shabbos, if there was no neveli here on Erev Shabbos, asura, it's asur. Why? Lefi she'enim in a muchan, because there was muksa. When Shabbos began, this animal, even if it's a kosher animal, not just to be a horse, it could even be a cow, this animal, we have no intention of doing anything with this animal, right? It's muksa. It's off your chart. It's off your radar. Now that it's... And when Shabbos began, this animal was off the radar. So now what? Now it died. You can't touch it. So what do you see? that according to Yehuda, if it wasn't on your radar before Shabbos, you can't eat, you can't go near it. So too, when Shabbos began, this animal was, who checked the animal on Shabbos? Who's violating Shabbos like that? Who's doing that? Someone else went ahead and did it? You can't eat it. It has nothing to do with cooking on Shabbos. Nothing to do with that. It's a muktzah issue. No lot, whatever you want to say. Right? Alma, kivan delo iskin, me'esvel, since it wasn't set off from yesterday, asura. Hachanami, kivan delo iskin, me'esvel, asura. It's asur. Okay? Now, what about the cucumbers? Where were these cucumbers? So Tosva says, in the Tosva Mechatzkenet HaZaluin, Amr Rabbeinu Tam, Demayri, Kitzenitlash, Min HaBachomor, B'Shabbos, Dum Yodin Avela. It must be you cut them on Shabbos. Just like the Nevela died on Shabbos. The Maita happened on Shabbos. Right? The Nevela Shenez Navla, B'Shabbos. B'Tzarach Lama L'Pirushay, Da'ayri, B'Inyan, She'ein, Lazar HaZaluin. There's no iser in that. How could there be no iser in cutting off? Lo mishum shema yalev. What? Yeah, you cut it off the bush. How could you do that? Right? So Tosfos says it must be that. Why? Same thing as the nevela. That's what Tosfos said. Kishin nitlash min ha-mechubar. For Shabbos. Dumi the nevela. That died on Shabbos. Lo mishum. The other lo mishum. Grogos. Zmukin. Now. Once you cut it off, putting aside that avera, now that I cut it off, can I give it to the dog? Can I eat it myself? The Torah says there's two reasons to offer it. Maybe they'll cut more, or it's mukta. Right? So there's two reasons to offer it anyway. No less. Created now. There's two reasons to offer it. He says these reasons don't apply. Then he says something fascinating. He says, I'm in the middle of this Tosas here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines down. The Ayri Hacha we're talking about over here, Kigon Shiyesh Lo Behema, the Havi Muchan Le Behema, Filu B'Mechubar, no, I'm sorry. Where is it? He says over here, okay, you know what, leave it aside. It's a very complicated Tosas. I underlined it, but we're not going to do it. So says of Yehuda, you know why you can't eat it today? Because it's muksa. It wasn't set aside from before Shabbat. When Shabbat began, nobody thought we're going to shecht an animal. Right? No one thought that. Therefore, it's awful. Okay? Just like the case of the nevela. Just like. What? So we said that, No. So then it's a good question. So Tosfos is giving another answer. There is no issue of eating dam on raw meat. Could be. Okay. Amalei Abaya. Wait a minute. Me dummy. How can you compare the case of muksa to the case of our Mishnah? Hasam in the case over there by the muksa meikara muchan la'adam. Originally, before Shabbat, the animal was muchan for an adam. How is that? Because before Shabbos began, this animal was not an avela. Now, of course, you're not allowed to shecht on Shabbos, but the animal wasn't dog food yet. It was a regular good animal. V'hashta muchan l'klazim. And now it became dog food. Because it died. No. In the case over there. When Shabbos began, what am I going to do? I can't wait till after Shabbos. I'm going to shecht this animal. Oof, we're going to have some barbecue. What happened? It died on Shabbos. Says Abaya, before Shabbos it was right for you. Now it's only right for the dog. Hacha, but over here, Meikara Muchan La'adam. Before Shabbos began, it was fit for humans. Vahashta Muchan La'adam. And now it's also fit for humans. Why? Because now it's meat. Okay? The Tosfos points out, putting aside the fact that you shechted it on Shabbos, putting aside that Aveira, the edibility, nothing changed. It was mutter before Shabbos. It's mutter now. By the animal food, it was mutter before Shabbos. Now it's dog food. That's why Rabbi Yehuda's machmir and says you can't touch it. Who said he would say the same thing in our Mishnah? That can't be the reason. You hear that? It was. We're going to get to Eiv Menachai. It was mutter in theory. That's what it is. The Eiv Menachai is a problem. We're going to get to it either to end it today or tomorrow. That probably can't avoid that. Eiv Menachai. What he means is, it could be edible by you. Once it dies, it's impossible. You can't eat a trefa. You can't eat a vela. But as long as it's alive, it's right to eat. It could happen. Now, the Gemara says, wait a minute. Mi safrish behema b'chai l'achila omeda? Who said an animal that's alive is even right, is even ready to eat? Behema b'chai l'gagal omeda. When an animal's alive, most animals are used to get more animals. To l'gagal animals. Not to eat. Ihachi, if that's true, that what? That every animal in the world is muksa because it's not right, then how can Rabbi Yehuda ever agree that you can check an animal on Yontif? Which Yontif are allowed to check animals. Ihachi, behemel Rabbi Yehuda might be Yontif, hechi shachtinan. How can you ever check it? And says the Rashba, don't tell me that Rabbi Yehuda holds you're not allowed to check animals on Yontif, because he's a Mishnah Beitza where he proved that Rabbi Yehuda holds you can't. So, how could that be? How could that be? That can't be possible. Amalo, omedet l'achila v'omedet l'gadol mishkata. No, no, the case is like this. You ate it. The animal's being raised for both reasons. It's being raised to eat. It's also going to be raised to foster, to sire more animals. Now, when you act, nishkata, when you sheh, huvra, it's brera. It retroactively clues us in. The gadol, the l'achila omedet. That all along your intention was to eat it. Lo nishchata, the whole yontif goes by and you didn't touch it. It clues us in that originally you really wanted to raise animals with it. Okay? So, what are we saying now? This Mishnah can't be this Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because Abaye is right. What does Abaye say? Abaye said you can't compare the case of the animal. Where before Shabbos it was animal food, it was human food, potential human food. Now it's dog food. Says Rabbi Yehuda, you can't touch that. However, our Mishnah said it was human food, and now it's still human food. That's even better. Now it's edible. The problem is he didn't have air on Shabbos. Says Rava, you can't eat it today. Who said that? Rabbi Yehuda. Who's Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda about the dog food? That can't be. That's a different case. Okay, and that's how we end off. That can't be that Rabbi Yehuda. That led us to a different tangent. About that, who said dog? Who said animals are raised to eat anyway? Maybe they're raised to only foster more animals, to fire more animals. Well, according to that, how could Rabbi Yehuda ever hold that you let a second animal in under? And the answer is, it's raised for both, and Rabbi Yehuda holds from Brera. Says the Gemara, for a less clever Yehuda Brera. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't even hold from Brera. He doesn't hold from that concept. The concept is, I can do a Maisa now, which will retroactively determine the status of the item. Doesn't even hold from that. How do you know? Manolon, how do you know? Ilema. You want to tell me from the following story? Mitanya. We have a Brayer that says like this. Halokeach yayin midein akusim. You buy wine from a kusi. Now, look at now, the case is going to be, it's right before Shabbat, or maybe if it's on Shabbat. When it's not clear when you can't buy things on Shabbos. It's not clear exactly. So the halacha is, you don't have time to take off Trumas and Maisa. Okay? So look at the Rashi of Halokeach Yayin Mibein Akuzim. You see the Rashi there? Halokeach Yayin Mibein Akuzim. You see Rashi? It's a little bit up where we are. It's a long Rashi, but it's worth reading inside. See it? Lash Me'inon, the Kuzim Chashudin Ala Truma. Even on Truma, the Kuzim were Chashud. We learn always, we know that I'm a Rasim, there's a Demai issue. But Truma they always gave. That not Kusim. De'enon ka'ame ha'aret. They're not like regular Amaratim. Shalokeach mehen, ein tzarech lahafish Truma Gedola. If you buy from them, Truma Gedola, you don't have to take off. Why? We assume everyone did that. Kid it's not, like we learned, Lefisha Shalach Yochanan Kohen Gadol v'chol Tzvu Yisrael. When Yochanan Kohen Gadol made an investigation throughout the whole Israel, Hurrah, Shem HaFrishin, Elo Truma Gedola, Bobat. He saw that Amaratim will give him only Truma Gedola. Alma, Atruma lo Chashidi. Vashvi'in on Hacha, the Kusim Chashidi Atruma. They even Chashid on Truma. Kediktani, Shnei Lugin, Shani Asa Lafrit, Mishnah Zu, Kodat Akana Gadol Yayin. This is as the Rashi points out, we're going to see over here, you buy wine from a kuzni, you have to take off truma. How could you buy wine from a kuzni? This Mishnah was before they go there, wine on kuzni. So that's how you can get wine. So what does the Mishnah say? Omer, you say, right? Omer, you say as follows. I'm buying a huge barrel from the kuzni, a huge barrel of wine. Rashi says they don't have any kelim. Take out the truma. So what do you do? We're going to read that Rashi in a minute. Shnei lugin shani ostid lahafrish. The two lugin that I will take off. When am I taking them off? After Shabbat. Harehein truma. That I'm setting aside as truma. Asara maiser rishon. 10 will be maiser rishon. Tisha maiser sheni. 9. It's not really 9. It's 10 of, but they had 100 lug in the barrel. So you took off 2. That is 98. And he said 10. You don't really mean 10. You really mean 9.8. But they round it off. Right? Then 10% of what's left, I'm going to take off my tashini. Umechal, you transfer the kedusha to coin, which is what you can do with my tashini. You can't do that with my tashon. Rishoshimiyad, equal trinket. Divir Meir. That's Rameir's pshat. Look at Rashi. Omer Shnei Lugin. It's the second wide line. Im Ein Lo Kalim Lahakrish. You don't have any Kalim. Oh, or shehaisa chashecha v'leilei Shabbos. It got dark on Shabbos. She'ein shehut lahakrish. You have no time to be lahakrish. Says Tosfos. There is no halacha. Says Tosfos. Wait a minute. If it's before Shkia, Friday afternoon, then you don't get a kid. What's going on there? What are you doing? And if it's Shabbos, it can't be Makkah for Shabbos. What's Rashi talking about? It got dark, you didn't have any Kalim, you can't be Makkah. That tells us, during Bein HaShemashos, Halacha is, since Bein HaShemashos is a Safek, and Demai is a Safek, so we allow you to be Makkah, Demai, Mi Safek, during Bein HaShemashos, which is only a Safek. That's what the case must be. Can't be a case where it's nighttime. Shabbos started already, you can't be Makkah things on Shabbos. So, maybe I don't know how to answer Rashi. The next Rashi says, Umeichal Amaiser Sheni. Why? Why do you do it this way? Hoil Biyachol Lesakno Ba'amirov Ba'alma. Right? You can get away with Maiser Sheni just with Amira. Why? Transfer to the coins. Belomar Harehu Machal Almos Sheshi B'Socha Bayis. Loitiu Lachacham B'Shtoz Lutzvachal Breira. If you have an option, don't rely on Breira. That's why the coins, that's why Ba'ayin Tashani, you have coins. Avo B'Truma, V'Shar Ma'isros, Samchina Na'Brera. But B'Truma and other ones, you still make on Brera. Why? Ul Achar Shabbos, after Shabbos, Chifirsh, Chishe, Yafrisham, when you separate everything, Amrinan, you say, Habuver Hadavar Shazuhi Truma, V'Zulo Shasa Elochul. After Shabbos, you say, you know what? The 25 lugin that I left over, all that was the truma that I separated during Bein HaShemashos. Says Rav Meir, nothing wrong with that. Rav Yehuda, Rav Yossi, Rav Shimon, Osrin. Rav Yehuda, Rav Yossi, Rav Yehuda, don't be careful. They still say Osrin. Why is it Osrin? Look at the fascinating Rashi, last Rashi. Alma, Rav Yehuda, let's play Breira. They don't hold this whole game. The Chayish, maybe. Shema Truma Shasa. Maybe you drank Truma. What should it say? Should take Tevel. Should take Tevel. Why does Rashi take Truma? Oh, so, based on this Rashi, everybody says, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that Breira works. Breira works on some level. We just don't know where it is. You can't drink it. You can't, it's Truma. How that works exactly, it's Chal. Says Rashi, you need a Truma. What's Rameer going to say? Okay, I'm going to be after Truma. And the Truma's on the bottom of the barrel. So when I take my cup on the top, that's the cooling part. Says if you can't play a game like that. I'll grant you, you can do this. But then you can't drink it. Rashi says you need to drink the Truma. Such a deal can Rashi. Correct. But he needs Kiddush wine. And if he's having a big Suda, and the guests are coming, you know how it is. But the only things go wrong when you have guests, right? So, you see that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't even hold for Brera. So the Gemara says, no. Hasam kishatani taima. No, that's not the reason. That's not the reason Rabbi Yehuda said it's a problem. You know what his problem was? Amar lo l'Rav Meir, he had some other shema yikba hanod. What if the barrel breaks on Shabbos? V'nimsa shenose tevel l'mafreya. Here it says the word tevel. Comes out, you drank tevel. That's why, nothing to do with Brera. The problem is, what if the barrel breaks? So amar lehem, v'kishi yikava. When it breaks, I'll deal with it. Right? In other words, anachoshis is going to break. Well, how often does the barrel break? If it happens, I'll worry about it then. I should make a rule. I can never do this because maybe the barrel. Not says the mayor, who's always tied to me. I'm not making a rule like that. I'm not making such a rule. Says the Yehuda, no, I'm making a rule like that. Right? Okay. Ella, rather, how do you know that Yehuda doesn't hold from Brera? Midiktani Ayo, from the ruling of Ayo. The Tani Ayo, Ayo had a rule. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Okay, here's the story. The Shabbos. You heard there's an unbelievable rav, unbelievable drasha that's going to be taking place tomorrow in the next town. You want to go to that town to hear that drasha. The issue is, it's outside the Torah. So you have to make an error. The problem is, you don't know which side of town it's coming to. The east side or the west side. You can't make an error in two places. So what do? You put the Erev in two places. That you can do. And you say like this. If I find out Shabbat morning in Shul, when they make the announcement, if he's on the eastern side, then my Erev will be over there. And I'll be able to walk to the next town to hear the shir. And if they announce in Shul Shabbat morning, it's on the west side, I have an Erev there too. And in the Shabbat morning, it'll become clear to me Friday night, Friday afternoon, what I really meant. You hear this? So, says Reb Meir, says Reb Yehuda, in Adam Masnal Shnei Devarim Ke'echad. You can't put two Erevs out and say either one. That you can't do. Ella, in Bachacham Lemizrach, Eruva Lemizrach. Lemayrav, Eruva Lemayrav. You can only do, in other words, what? One second. Right. Right. So it says to Yehuda, "Ein al demas nal shnei devarim keechad. Ella in bachacham lemizrach a muvra lemizrach, lemayrav a ruva lemayrav." Right. The ilu lekan ulekan lo. You can't say, well, whichever one I decide Shabbat morning. That you can't do. No. He's saying only where the Chacham is. Davinan va maishna lakan ulakan. What's the difference, lakan ulakan? Dilo. What's the difference? The ain brera? Because you want to say there's no such thing as brera? Mizrach umayrav nami ain brera. All the same story. What's lakan ulakan? What does that mean, lakan ulakan? Right? What does it mean, lakan or lakan? Two chacham, you can't do this. You can't say there's two chacham. I'll put up my two Abrams, and then Shabbat morning, after lunch, I'll decide which one I want to go with. That you can't do. But for one chacham, you could. Okay? One chacham, you could, either because you don't know where he is. So on Shabbat morning, you find out where he is, they make announcements, you find out where he is. All right, it's on the eastern side, that's where my Erev. Then on Friday afternoon, that's where I meant my Erev to be. But if there's two Chachams coming, one at each side, you can't put up two Erevs. And Shabbat morning, you know what, I'll see where I'm in the mood to go. I'll get the feedback on who's a better speaker. That you can't do. That's Brera. So they're both Brera. So what's the difference? Amar B'Yochanan. No, Kivar Baha Chacham. Right? The answer is, the Chacham has already come. He's already there before Shabbat. Now, this answer doesn't make any sense, because in both cases, he's there before Shabbat. But this is the answer is, he's already there. So this is not really Brera. You know what this is? This is, you don't know where he is. You didn't know before Shabbat where he was going to be. He knew, but you didn't know. So, Exactly. Had you known, I know he's coming to the east. So why am I bothering putting it on the west? Right, but it's not a question of Brera. In other words, he's already there. He's already there before Shabbos. He arrived a half hour before Shabbos. You didn't know that. No one emailed you. So you don't know that. Had you known that, of course your Erev would have been there. That's not Brera. That's called a lack of knowledge. That's called a Tegila Milsa. It's just you missing information. If you had that information, there would never be an issue. So that's not the same thing when you put two Erevs. Because when you put two Erevs, what are you doing? It's two Chachamim coming. They also arrive before Shabbos. Somebody arrives on Shabbos. They also arrive. I don't know where I'm going to make my Erev. Shabbos morning, after lunch, I talk to my friends at Shul. Then I'll decide where I want to go, where they're going. That's very different. That's Mamash Brera. But when there's one Chacham, he's already there before Shabbos. It's just you didn't know that. Had you known that, there wouldn't be a Brera issue. That's not Brera. That can't be Pshat either. Okay? Make sense? Okay. No Raya for Brera. Therefore, we hold Ein Brera. Right? Ella, so which of Yehuda is it that said, you can't eat this today? You can't eat this food today. Back to that one. Ella, Amar of Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda the Caleb he. It's Rabbi Yehuda about Caleb. It's none. Call Caleb Halitalim B'Shabbos. Any Caleb that's mutter to use on Shabbos, it's mutter to use it. Shivrehen Nidlin. The broken pieces can also be used. In other words, I have a plate. Can we use on Shabbos? Yeah. That plate broke. Can't use it now. So what's the story? Can I use the broken pieces? Absolutely. If I could use the plate, why is the broken piece any worse? Now, the Sheet of Kabetis asks, well, why does the Gemara just say much more simple case? A simple word, which is broken pieces can be used. Why is the Mishnah such a complicated? Call Caleb Halitalim B'Shabbos. Shivrei Nitalim. Much more simple way it would have been. Shivrei Caleb Nitalim B'Shabbos. So the people got this to pay wise. Let's say you have a Caleb that's not used on Shabbos. For example, a Moyle's knife. Nobody touches that knife. No one uses that knife. And then on Shabbos it breaks. Now, the Moyle says, now the kids can play with it. Broke. Worthless. No, they can't touch it either. Why? When it was a kli, they couldn't touch it. They can't touch it now. But if it's a kli that you could touch, now that it broke, you could also touch it. That's why it says it like that. Now, ubulvad sheyu osim ein malacha. As long as it serves a purpose, shivrei areva, the shivrei osim areva, a mixing bowl, lots of latok mikvah. You can use it for some kind of purpose. Shivrei zechuchis, broken glass. You can put oil on it. Ne'ein malachin in. Did I skip? I'm sorry. Tznan. Kol kelet hol mashabes. Shivrei. Wavaji ozim in malacha. Shivrei areva. What can you do with shivrei areva? Some kind of kneading keli. Lachasus behen pichavis. You can use it to cover a barrel. Shivrei zechuchis. Lachasus behen piapa. You can use it to cover a small barrel. A small flask. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no. Uvachi osim ein malacha. It has to be the same purpose as the big kli. The broken piece has to do the same exact kli. Not to use it for a cover for something. Anything can be used for a cover. It has to be the same malacha. So shivrei areva, a mikvah. If you want to use a kneading kli, it's got to be something for kneading. And shivrei zechuchit, latzach and shemen. You have a glass, broken piece of glass, you got to be able to put oil in the glass, in that broken piece. It's got to be the same purpose. Ve'ein malachtan in, ve'ein malacha acheres lo. For this purpose, yeah. For something else, no. Alma, what do you see from here? Kivan delo itchen me'etzmo lahach malacha. Since it wasn't set aside before Shabbos for this very malacha, why not? Because it wasn't broken. Asiri, it becomes usher now to use for something else. Hachanami. Kivan delo itchen me'etzmo. Since the animal was not edible when Shabbos began, asura, you can't eat it now either. Same exact thing. Amalei Abaya, Abaya says, me dummy. What kind of comparison is that? Hasam, by the case of the broken kalim, meikara kli. First there was a kli, bahashta shever kli. Now it's broken. Bahavili no lad, and it's no lad, but usher, it's usher. Hacha, but over here, Meikara Uchla, before Shabbos, it was food, potential. Bahashta Mulbasov Ochel, now it's also food. What is it? Uchla Deifrashu. It's just food that got separated. But you're not allowed to slice bread on Shabbos? Of course you are. That's Nolan. Before it was a whole loaf. Now I made it into slices. Of course not. Okay, so that we're glossing over that issue. But everyone's glossing over that issue. Right? Bishmaina Leila Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda said to Amar, Uchla Deifrash Shabbos Dami. Uchla Deifrash, right? Uchla that got separated is good. Ditnan, it said, Ein Sochatin. You're not allowed to do schita. Look at Rashi. Ein sochatin. Way down. Schita. Right? He says schita. Ein sochatin. Schita. You see what Rashi says? The first words of the Rashi. Fourth wide line. You see it? Av malachahi. Everybody throws up their hands. This is not an av malacha. What's Rashi talking about? The everyone says. The Shita de Megabesa says. I don't know what Rashi means by that. Every answer I came up with is dope. What do you mean by that? Shita av malacha. What? It's a tolda. You're separate speaking. Squeezing juice out of an orange. It's a tolda of dosh. Dosh is you squeeze the kernel out of the. So that's the solid. I could liquid. So it's a tolda. That's Rashi's av malacha. Everybody throws up their hands. Don't know what Rashi is. Their heads are not. Somebody wants to write a safe on the plane with Rashi? Go right ahead. Okay, well, anyway, Ein Sochatin at Haperos, Lahoti Mehen Mashkin. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Vim Yatsu Me'atzman, if it went out on its own, Asurin, it's Asur. Why? It's a Gzeira, maybe you'll do it by yourself. Right? Do that by itself. It's a Gzeira, maybe you'll do it. Rabbi Yehuda, wait a minute. Im La'ochlon, if it was food, Hayoti Mehen Mutter. If you were going to eat that orange, and then liquid came out, then it's Mutter. You know why? What kind of Gzeira is that? You weren't going to squeeze it anyway. You wanted to eat it. But the Im Lamashkin, if you were going to squeeze it, Hayotzi Mehen Asur. Then it's Asur. Why? Because if it came out on its own, we're afraid you're going to squeeze it. You wanted to squeeze it. You'd be, ooh, what a luck. It came out on its own. You can't eat, drink that. Why? We're afraid you're going to be soaking. Now, so what do you see from here? That where there's no reason to make a Gzeira, he was mocking. So what do you see? That food that separates from other food, there's nothing wrong with that. The Gemara says, "V'la v'gmar Allah, Amr Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Moda Hayir Rabbi Yehuda Lachachamim, the Sali Zaitim Vanavim." He agreed in a basket of a Zaitim and Anavim. Rabbi Yehuda agreed to the Chachamim, if it's a basket, even though it's ready for eating and not for shkita, I'm going to eat those olives. The mashkin that came out is usher. Why? Because that's what rogue people use olives to squeeze oil. Rogue people don't eat olives. Therefore, we're afraid maybe you're going to squeeze it. Alma, Kivan. This shchita kaimi, since it's roy for shchita, yoyev daite. You're thinking about it. And what are you thinking about? I'm going to squeeze them. Hachanami. Kivan de b'shchita kaima, since this animal is ready to get shechted, yoyev daite. Right? Yoyev daite. You're thinking about it. Therefore, you shouldn't shecht the chachila. And therefore, if you did, we're offering it for the day. Your das is, I'm going to eat this animal. This animal's going to eat. So therefore, we're afraid maybe you're going to shechta on Shabbos. And if you do shechta on Shabbos, we're offering it. It's the same container by the olives. So the Gemara says, no. Midi hu taima el l'rav. That only makes sense according to Rav. Ba'amar Rav, chala koya Rabbi Yehuda, afilu b'sali zeitzim v'anav. Rav says that Rabbi Yehuda argued on that. And even by sali zeitzim and anav, he would allow you to eat it. Why? We didn't make such a gzera like that. Well, rogue people. There's no gzera like that. Therefore, there's no gzera like that. The whole issue of the whole comparison to over here falls apart, and therefore we don't have a reason why Rabbi Yehuda authored the eating for the day. Which Rabbi Yehuda is it? We're going to give one more case about muksa, then we're going to go into cooking on Shabbos. Okay? Stop here, and we'll resume tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.